We are about to put our VIP, Anna Klumsky, in the puzzle hot seat, but first, for a game titled Ampers and What? Let's welcome Caitlin Millott and David Stevens. Caitlin, David, you both have spent time in academia. David spent 20 years as a theater professor. Caitlin, you're an academic dean right now. You guys could be like a TV duo.
Could be a TV duo.
You are a TV duo.
We are currently
absolutely
a TV duo.
Yeah. The dean and the professor is what they call us.
Yes.
The dean and the professor?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
David, can you describe what your character in one sentence, your half of the duo? Who are you in this?
I'm a chemistry professor, and I take care of all the evidence and turn it over to the dean, who then knows what to do with it. Deans know everything.
Okay.
Thank you,
yeah.
David.
Caitlin?
What he said.
Yeah.
And also, I do the entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You guys have worked this out. I wasn't expecting that. I really appreciate it. Now, you will notice from watching television that often TV execs kind of phoned it in when naming their programs, like how hard was it to come up with Mork and Mindy?
And we're going to quiz you on other TV show titles that are just two words plus an ampersand. But the clues will be impossible, and you will do very badly at this.
Great.
That's the crime.
That's the crime. We're about to murder your spirits.
That's right.
Nice.
Puzzle guru Greg Pliska, how about an example?
Of course. Well, Caitlin and David, if I said actor Jude and a restaurant request, that would be Law and Order. Not impossible at all.
Yeah, see, it's not so hard. So just tell us the real name of the show. The winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round. Here we go. Lock opener and fruit rind. Caitlin.
Key and Peele.
You got it. A clever carnivorous mammal and pals. Caitlin.
Fox and Friends?
Yeah. 3-year-olds and Wonder Woman's headgear. Caitlin.
Toddlers and tiaras.
You are tearing it
not
up,
Caitlin.
Not
that I watch that show.
No,
sure
no, of
do.
Course not. You would be a monster.
Purely
if you
know
watched
about
that
it
show.
From others.
Yeah, you just heard about it. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just heard about it.
What's more your wheelhouse? 16 and pregnant?
Too close to the vest for me, Ophira. I like it all.
All television.
All television.
Television is great.
All of that fine genre.
I agree with you.
I must say.
President Pierce and Wild Party. David.
Franklin and Hatch.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Caitlin, do you know what it is?
Franklin and Bash.
Franklin and Bash is correct. David, don't feel bad. I've never seen that show myself.
All I know is that a raging Franklin Pierce bash is going to be way better than a wig party. Wig with an H.
Wig party.
Wig party.
Electronic memory game and electronic memory game. Caitlin.
Simon and Simon.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that a show?
Yeah, that's a show.
I know the game.
Not anymore. I mean, it was. It was a show.
And Simon used to be a video game, actually.
I know the game.
Oh, you know the game?
The colors, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you know the game.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if it was a show.
Do you know that game from as a child?
Child slash teenager.
Okay,
super
yeah.
cool teenager.
Right, you bought it at Urban Outfitters.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just had a great idea for a reality show.
Yeah.
It's called Simon and Simon, and it's Paul Simon and Neil Simon have to live in a house together.
And play that game the whole time?
Yeah, to play that game the whole time.
Beep boop.
Male siblings and nuns. David.
Brothers and sisters.
That's right. Voice amplifier and ecstasy. Caitlin.
Not sure why I buzzed.
Mm-hmm. I think I know.
Oh, Mike and Molly.
Yeah.
Half the audience is putting it together.
That's right.
This is your last question. The teachings of Buddha and the oldest Brady sibling. Caitlin.
Dharma and Greg.
That's right. Well done. Greg Pliska, how did our contestants do?
Well, Caitlin, congratulations. You'll be moving on to our final round.